Come on, you. So I'm just going down to the vegetable garden to see how my Ruby Shard is coming along. It was a painting I started last year, but because things got quite busy, I never actually got around to finishing it. It's just a painting I'm doing for myself, purely for the pleasure, because I absolutely adore the colours and the contrast of the leaves and the stem on Ruby Shard. I feel the same way actually about rhubarb. It's that beautiful, hot, hot colour that you just don't think you could ever sort of match in an artificial way. It's just nature at its startling best. And I'm just walking past my husband's beautiful asparagus bed, and I'm just going to reach in and grab one because it's just too tempting. Hold on. Oh, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So let's go and see how those Ruby Shard are getting on. Oh, wow. The colours are amazing. I'll take a photograph and show you if it's any good. And I can get on with my painting. The root system looks amazing. It's very sort of straggly, but it looks quite bulbous at the base of the actual stems. Rather similar, interestingly enough, to beetroot. It's all that same family of colour, if you look at families of colour rather than the actual vegetables themselves. And it's just, they are amazing to paint and to eat, of course. Absolutely breathtaking. Anyway, out with the watering can. I find myself being very ostentatiously making a point of watering with a watering can. I feel that even if we live in the middle of nowhere, that someone is watching me. Someone is going to report back that I've been using a hose. And of course I haven't. I've been very, very good. Honestly.